As she entered, Avanel noticed a cage-like space to her left. It was empty. The guards helped her up to the front counter where another deputy wrote down all her information. Name, address, phone, DOB, occupation. They took her fingerprints. Then they told her to look into a little camera on the computer screen. "What's this?" she said.
"We just want your picture, lady. Look at the camera," said the man behind the desk.
"Do you mind if I freshen my lipstick?" said Avanel.
Oh, no, how ridiculous.
At first she wondered what made her say such a stupid thing. Then she realized the crazies were closing in. "Hallowed be thy name."
"Just look at the camera," he said. He pushed a button and she heard a click.
"Oh, can I see it? I bet it's not as good as my driver's license picture," said Avanel. She clamped her hand over her mouth. She was clearly out of control.
"Sorry, lady. We don't have time to let the inmates see their mug shots. What do you think this is, a selfie we're going to splash all over the net?"
Avanel felt herself blush. She couldn't believe the crazies were taking over. Not now. Not when it was a matter of life and death. "Good God," she prayed, "please don't let the crazies spill the beans about the notebook. If they found that, she'd be doomed for sure." The deputy made her hand over her purse. Then two guards escorted her to a small room to the right, the examination room. A nurse asked about her general health, whether she had been out of the country in the last 3 weeks, whether she was HIV positive, imagine, and if she had any allergies. When the exam was complete, a female guard directed Avanel to another small room directly opposite the medical office.
"Strip down for a shower and put all your belongings in this bag, even jewelry, those earrings, and your watch. Here's the uniform you'll be putting on," said the woman.
Her manner was clipped, businesslike. Now Avanel was truly afraid. When the sheriff had arrested her, she had been scared enough for the crazies to appear, but now she felt as if she were splitting in half. One part of her was still at home enjoying a meal with her family. This other half was play-acting in some dark fantasy come to life. Something about having to remove her clothes and wear that dreadful orange jumpsuit, ugh, made the jail experience all too real. She wasn't sure what she'd do next.
Ma'am?
"What about panties? I see there are none included, just the suit itself. Should I keep my own panties?" Avanel said.
"Lady, this would be such a great moment for don't get your panties in a wad joke. But no, as I said, put all your belongings in the plastic bag. You'll be going commando."
"Commando?"
"No panties, just you and the suit."